With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on as always. Very busy Monday. We got live. There's like 11 NBA games tonight. The problem is that pretty much they all suck. in terms of they're all double digit spreads, so they're not very good. We have two hockey games. The women's NCAA tournament is going on. We have that cooking with Caitlin Clark about to play. Joe's got her for altered her up to 45 points tonight. In that game against West Virginia. We got a big football show for Joe tonight. There's no more tackling in the NFL. No more tackling at the NFL down at the owners' meetings. Sweet 16 is set. Baseball starts on Thursday. The golf. Ohtani. It's all happening and more. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia. For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. That was a strong open by you. Very strong. Joe Buck Pipes.
Nah,
you let it
nah,
go.
Nah.
All right.
Nah. We welcome in all of our. Now we'll do it again. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 on a Monday night. A very, 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 very busy show as we have a lot to talk about. I'm actually watching Joe. The women's tournament right now. I have the UConn game on against Syracuse.
Okay, here we
go. I'm in on this, the Caitlin Clark game. We're going to lay it, Joe. We're going to lay it.
Right.
Last game for her ever there at Carver Hawkeye in Iowa. Going to light up West Virginia tonight, Joe. I'm in.
All right.
Nothing else
She's
really going on.
Better than the Antelopes. They're still trying to get off the mat.
Well, you know? let's be fair about that for a moment, Joe. Can we, if you'd like to, since you want to come right out, you want to try to hit me with a board right out of the gates here. You want to come right out? I haven't, you know, didn't hear from you yesterday when the Antelopes were up one with 4.5 minutes to go.
Smashed.
We didn't hear from you then,
but
we didn't hear from you when the Antelopes were in a 1-point game at the under 4 timeout. You know, we didn't hear that from Joe, but Joe decided to wait 24 hours to then try to hit me with a 2x4 with
it.
The Antelopes. Now, I'll say this, Joe. Here's the first thing I'll say. You got to have some stones to pick a 12 to make the Final Four.
Hey, let me tell you, it was a lot better effort than out of that gutless Kentucky team,
they
too.
They sure was. I got a lot more gas out of them than I would have got out of picking Kentucky. And I'll tell you this much, too, Joe, and we love saying this around here on Carver and Lisi, because this is what I will tell you. The cap was right. The cap was right. And I'm going to tell you why.
A lot of people on that team,
Joe, if you think about it, they had the perfect game to get an upset against Alabama. They slowed them down, forced them to miss tons of threes. They had two problems, Joe, Grand Canyon, in that game. Number one, they couldn't make a free throw. They only had like 60 attempts from the line, and they couldn't make any free throws. And the second one was that one big kid in the middle dropped the ball every single time it got in his hands. He couldn't catch a pass. He couldn't catch a rebound. He couldn't catch a loose ball. Oh, my goodness. Brennan, I think his name was, the big kid in the middle. What was he doing out there? But, Joe, give that team credit. They were a lot better than people thought. The cap was right by me. Unfortunately, they let go of the rope there with like 2 or 3 minutes left in the game.
The cap was right by you. The cap was right. All right. I mean,
in terms of them being a team who had enough, you know, a little bit of spunk, they were a little blue collar. They had a little bit of
Clemson.
Well,
that was my special. That was
stunning.
Well,
you wait a second. That was your special. When was that your special? When did you pick Clemson to do anything?
I had them both in my brackets to win, and here you go.
Win what?
I'll send you the
to
tickets.
Win this
yeah.
far?
Check
You'll
your
send
phone,
me the tickets.
Guy.
All
check
right, I'll check my
guy.
Phone.
That was my Smash special yesterday. I didn't put it out. I put it out
special.
On In Bracket Live.
I wasn't part of that show, Joe. Well, look, okay, so you bet him yesterday. I mean, other than that, I mean, what do you mean?
I'm in the brackets.
Let
I'm
me see it. Where's the sheet of integrity?
Hang on. I'll go to the Sports Grid bracket. All right? Let me just, I'll send you that. Hang on.
Give me the sheet of integrity. Let's go.
Sheet of integrity.
Sheet of integrity. That's what we go to around here.
Sheet of integrity.
I know one thing. 5 years from now, I'll be, look it up. Look at this. I picked Grand Canyon even though they lost in the second round. At least I have that. It's the sheet of integrity.
Sheet of integrity. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me when you're ready. I got a lot of
I'm ready, Joe. We're here. I'm ready.
All right, hang on, guy. I got to screenshot it for you. This is a process, okay? This is a
Joe and technology, usually not.
Oh, really?
Not on the up and up.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing, all right? Okay.
Didn't say all that. Right. I said it's tough. Joe with technology, not always the best.
All right, guy. No, that's really not right by you. But here you go, guy. All right?
All right,
so not only did I bet them yesterday, but I had them in the Sports Grid bracket. There you go.
The Sports Grid bracket. Look at Joe. Clemson. The green highlighter over it, Joe, for the advancement.
There you go. What are you going to say now, guy? What are you going to say
nothing.
Now?
There's nothing to say.
I was dead wrong with the Michigan State pick. They're dead to me. They are absolutely dead.
Yeah, Church of Israel for you.
Church of Israel. I was praying way too hard to.
Well, Joe, this was must have been a bad weekend for you because, like, the public went to the window almost nonstop. I mean, they just kept walking to the window.
No, because I had Texas Saturday night. Here, I'll send you the tickets.
I don't need the proof of every ticket. I don't need the proof of every ticket.
Carver, bang the under in the Alabama. You want to talk about that? Here.
Well, that was a buck. You finally got him. That was a $1.72, and they finished at 130.
Yeah, everybody running to the window on the oval.
We could have altered that one. He could have altered. Joe sending the all his stuff. I need to see all these clips of Joe winning all these tickets when I got nothing. I walked away with a couple quarters in my hand after the weekend.
I'm so mad at myself. I had a 6-1 ticket on Texas at halftime against Tennessee, right? I told everybody I was watching this. I was out having some dinner, having a glass of vino. They got as high as 25-1 money line with 3 minutes left, down 5 with the ball. They gave me the cash out on the 6-1 at a 2.5 price, right? They doubled the money, basically. What would they have given me on the 25-1 ticket?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Half?
Probably something
smash!
Good,
smash specials! They lost by 2!
Yeah, I did that with Texas A&M on last night, late night. I was hitting them live a couple times and then got out of it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Just getting going on a Monday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. A few things here. Now, we obviously have a lot to do, and we're going to get back into the tournament. We have 16 teams left in the men's tournament Thursday and Friday night, so we're going to be spending a lot of our week breaking all of that down. There's no doubt about that. I know you already have some sizzle plays.
Oh, I do, Carver. I'm alive right now. For the 16 teams, my Final Four is intact.
Well, listen, you know, it's a chalky year, Joe, and you're a chalky kind of guy.
Chalky?
So
what do you mean chalk?
I am chalk year.
What are you talking about? UConn, Gonzaga, Bama, and Marquette.
Yeah, it's as chalky as it
gets. That's chalk. I know, that's chalk. All of a sudden, that's chalk.
We'll see.
All right, hero.
All top four seeds. We'll see.
Yeah, everybody's
a guru.
We'll
see if we get it through.
Everybody's a wheel.
Everybody's a wheel.
Short week for us too, right? Short week.
We gotta confirm that. Yeah, we gotta confirm that. I saw that on the schedule. We'll have to confirm that before we officially say that. I'm not 100% there. We do have NBA tonight, Joe. And as I said at the top, I think 10 out of the 11 games, or maybe 8 out of the 11 games, were double digit spreads or something like that. Tonight, Cleveland's up 14 on the Hornets at halftime. Another big performance from the Hornets tonight. They have 37 points at the half.
Yeah, talk about gutless.
Nets are up 3 in Toronto. They're awful, the Hornets. Yeah. But honestly, Joe, like, this is, we're at that time now. It is March the 25th. There's like 3 weeks left in the regular season. In fact, there is 3 weeks, because the regular season in the NBA ends the same day as the final round of the Masters, Sunday the 14th, I guess. So 2 weeks from Sunday. So just under 3 weeks left. Every team's got like between like 8 and 12 games left, or right in that margin. Joe, there are so many teams that are just checked out, finished, don't care, don't want nothing, and Charlotte's one of those teams. Like, there's Charlotte, Toronto, Detroit, Washington, Detroit. Like, these teams just don't want to be there, Joe. They just don't want to be. Detroit, they're down 25 in the second quarter at the Garden against the Knicks. 25.
I mean, that's just gutless. These teams, why even play? Yeah, I mean, really.
The Hawks are down 26 at home to the Celtics. Joe, these are just,
just, nobody cares.
Nice start by the Bulls, down 10-0 in the first minute and a half of the game to Washington.
I can't bet this garbage.
I'm not in on the NBA. Honestly, it's especially since we have other options now, Joe, until the playoffs. You know, it was hard. And, you know, when NFL ends, you have that 6-week period there where, you know, yeah, maybe we're in a little bit too much more NBA. But now it's we got to get to the playoffs, because this
we got UFL action this weekend.
Who?
UFL. I said
what's
it.
What's that?
UFL. United Football League. United Football League. We have spreads out?
Do we really? We can't possibly.
Do.
You got to be kidding me.
Here
we go. UFL. I have no spreads. I have the odds to win the championship. That's it.
Not good enough. We need better.
I don't have spreads
that.
Here. So this is, I mean, Birmingham's UFL. The favorite, huh?
Yeah, well, they won it the last 2 years.
Yeah, but this is a different league. This is a combined league now, right?
Yep.
You know who I'm playing. You know who I'm playing. My boy.
Oh, really?
Anthony Becht in St. Louis. He's a blue-collar coach.
You just like Rocco Becht. Do you like him? I think I'm going to take a shot with the Memphis
coach.
Showboats.
Who's the quarterback? You
couldn't
have no
tell you.
Idea.
Couldn't tell you.
This I'm Caitlin Clark loaded. Misses like her first 3 shots of the game here. This
you kiboshed her. You kiboshed Caitlin Clark.
First women's hoop game I bet all year, and so here comes Caitlin Clark missing her first
down
3
like
shots.
A dart. Down
yeah,
like
this
a dart.
Is, this is not going to go well. It just isn't.
Unbelievable.
There's only 2 hockey games tonight, Joe.
That's
one
it.
Of them is of fair significance. Yeah, you'd think they'd have more considering, you know, everybody's off. You know, there's really nothing going on, but that's the NHL for you. But this game's fairly significant. The Vegas Golden Knights actually only have a 4-point cushion on St. Louis for the last wild card spot in the West. And they play tonight in St. Louis. So this is Blues with a chance to get within two. And they were dogs at home in this game.
So let's take the over.
It's 5.5 right now, minus 136 to the over. I don't think I'm going to be in on it.
All right.
Man, Iowa looks awful, Joe. I mean, this is just, I can't believe I'm involved in this.
Yeah, you really are. You were scrapping. You were scrapping tonight. I thought that the Celtics would win, but I still think, what's the in-game number on the Hawks? I might jump on them. They're down 26.
The Hawks right now, you can get 26.5.
I think I might take them.
You think that they're going to rally, huh?
I just think that this is a game where Tatum will probably be out in the third. They're down 24 right now. You telling me the Hawks are going to lose this by 50?
The Blazers are up 15-8 early on the Rockets. Rockets have won 8 in a row, and they're only one game back of Golden State for the last spot in the play-in tournament. Golden State's been folding up shop.
And Golden State is gutless. You want to take Wemby? Gutless. You want to take Wemby?
Wemby's out tonight.
They're up 15-9. You want to take the? Take a shot on the under? 232 and a half. They got 24 points. How are they going to get to 232?
There's a Caitlin Clark three, Joe. Let's go.
All night with her now. This is it. Nothing's going to matter for Caitlin Clark.
That's it. Just like the obscure stuff that you usually hit me with around here.
That's not right, Carver. You really get locked in on this stuff. I try to give the people at least some winners that they can, you know, at least take to the window.
Oh, you are a man of the people.
Grand Valley State. You're throwing out all these, the antelopes. What do you think Otani's translator has tonight?
Man, how'd Otani do tonight? What a waste of time that was.
He ain't laughing anymore, is he, huh?
He shouldn't be.
No more laughs and giggles for Shohei Otani, huh?
No more laughs and giggles.
No more laughs and giggles anymore.
Who do you think's having a worse night? Otani, who really should have just released a statement and not stood up there and talked and had the interpreter relay everything that he said. Or this Jonte Porter of the Raptors. Who do you think's having a worse night? Jonte Porter or Otani?
Well, probably.
Because Otani, I'll say this. Otani denied everything, Joe, just to get people up to speed here. Denied everything. He didn't know anything about this. He didn't know anything about that. He didn't know anything about this. But he had no idea that this guy was sending $500,000 at a clip out of his account. You know, he had no idea about that either. So he's still got a lot of questions that need to be answered. And this guy, Porter, Joe, who really doesn't play much, is subject of an NBA investigation into irregularities on prop betting. He had a game, I think this the one that sticks out the most that was the biggest thing in here is there was a night that Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was a re-aggravation of an eye injury he'd suffered 4 days earlier. Apparently, Joe, there was heavy money on all of his unders. Heavy money. On all of his unders.
Smith.
We'll find out what Joe thinks of these when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So I gave you those two situations. So you had the Otani. It wasn't a press conference. I know people called it that. It wasn't a press conference. It was him reading a statement. That's all that it was. And the statement, once again, left questions and didn't really answer the two biggest questions that were out there. Number two, Joe, is this guy Porter from the Raptors, who, like we said, I don't think anybody, even the most diehard of fan, knew who this guy was before 2 hours ago.
Right, but he's gonna get smashed more than Otani now.
Well, there's two things about this guy that's gonna happen. First of all, Joe, nobody knows who this guy is or cares. So it's not gonna get as much burn as it would be if it was any kind of a name. And two is that's going to also mean that the NBA can absolutely drag this guy because he doesn't matter. So
right.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
His career is done. They're going to use him as an example. But when there's possibly others, and if we're talking about Ohtani, this guy is going to get the repercussions that maybe, you know, Ohtani maybe gets a slap on the wrist. We have to see how this plays out. I mean, because if they start, you got to remember as well is that, you know, they have to tie this kid Porter with the illegal bets. If it's his friends, family placing six-figure bets on is under and the kid doesn't play because of an injury, well, then that's suspect, right? What's worse, though, is Ohtani because they're using an illegal bookmaker. So now you have all the other laws that come into effect, right? On top of everything else.
You certainly do. This guy, Porter, the under on his threes was the biggest money winner of any player prop that day at the sports book.
Shocking. How stupid.
He left the game after 4 minutes, like you said about. So there was a lot of unders played for that guy that night. And like I said, because he doesn't matter, they can really lay the hammer on him. Because if it was somebody who does matter, they would try to find ways to. You know, but look, this is a situation, Joe, honestly, that in today's day and age was going to start popping up for these one or all of these leagues. I mean, it's something that is going to start to happen, especially for guys on his level who are at the way, way, way under the radar scale of the league. Right, Joe? I mean, that's just.
Yeah, but
the facts of life in today's day and age. That's
Carver, you can't tell me the way these guys know everything in regards to their stats, right, that they don't know their numbers every night. And the problem arises, you know, when you have, take a recognizable name. I'm watching the Celtics game, Tatum. His total is 30.5. He's got 28 heading into the fourth quarter. He doesn't shoot for 8 minutes. Now, maybe that's just due to game flow or offensive philosophy, right? But there is, the more time these situations pop up, you're going to have the average Joe or you're going to have the fan or people that are betting hard-earned money start to question, why didn't Porter or Tatum have 28 points heading into the fourth? Why didn't he take a shot all fourth quarter?
Right, whereas with a guy like this, it doesn't get questioned.
Right. So that is the problem that, yes, is he a nobody? Yes. Is he a brand star? No. But the more time the secondary guys happen, right, you could say the Calvin Ridleys and the Jameson Williams. It's not Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, you know, the Cooper Cups of the world in their heyday. They're still named stars, and it's still a problem because they're NBA players and NFL guys. And gambling's a trillion-dollar-a-year business. You're telling me that these guys, all of a sudden, you know, they jump out, and then all of a sudden we see the rosters being pulled. They don't want to play load management. How do we know that's not, you know, half of their friends don't have seven figures on the under for their totals?
That's true. You're seeing it here.
Right. Which leads to believe that everybody's in on it, right? Because you can't tell me how. Let's go back to the Bijan Robinson situation last year against Atlanta. Who decided to put in Bijan Robinson with 30 seconds left? Nobody's ever answered that question.
No. You've been wanting that answer for a while.
Oh, I tell you what. Now that Arthur Smith is an OC, why don't we grill him?
What do you think he's going to say?
Well, I would like to hear somebody call him out on it. I would like to hear somebody say, how do you put in your star player with 30 seconds left, but you told him to sit down when he had headaches? Who told him to go into the lineup? And if so, was there any betting irregularities in regards to his overprop? Because we know that all of a sudden, once he gets one play, the bet's null and void. I mean, meaning like they can book it, as opposed to voiding all those bets.
Mm.
And then when we talk about irregularities, are they only looking at one side, or are they looking at the whole scope of things? Is it just dollar amounts? Is it what is considered a betting irregularity? Is it, you know, $2 million on one side, or is it certain things that play out? I would like to know, is it you know, how many times has he taken load management as well? Doesn't necessarily have to be dollars and cents. Could be how does the organization play with their minutes? That's a better irregularity. Did all of a sudden in one game he played 38 minutes when the rest of the season he's only played 26? And how much was bet on in terms of a side in regards to the under or over? That's what I would like to know. Is that considered an irregularity? Or is it just dollars and cents?
What if it was a crypto play?
Exactly. Exactly. That's my record at the helm. Oh, nobody else's. That's my street cred. I stand by those. I'm not just a client. I'm a member. Kidding.
Well, either way, that one is going to be quick and painless, Joe, because they're just going to completely throw that guy out. That one you're not going to see.
That guy's going to get right through the coals.
They're going to set example of him, and that's
come on, you know it as well as anybody. I mean, we have a situation with Ohtani. They should start grilling him. They should start grilling the Dodgers. Where'd you find this guy? Did you know? Did you do any due diligence on the translator? I mean, you have fingerprints on everybody that works for the organization.
They wouldn't do that. Because he was with them all those years with the Angels, so they wouldn't do any of that. Ohtani vouched for him.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good old
again.
Ohtani.
This guy has been. And look, this doesn't mean that I don't think we're. I honestly just think this is one of these ones we'll never get the real story.
Oh, you think they're going to squash it? It's a federal investigation now.
Yeah, but nothing's going to happen to Ohtani. Unless there's hard evidence of you know, somebody's got a paper trail.
But it's an illegal bookmaker. What if the illegal bookmaker all of a sudden starts crying? Then what?
Yeah, but
what if he says, you know, well, Tony called me, and all of a sudden now I talk to Tony directly. Then what? Then what do they do? You tell me.
I don't know. I just don't. I know one thing. Eventually, he's got to answer a couple of questions. Why did the interpreter have access to his money? Right? Since when did you let... I mean, just because he's your best friend, he has access to all your money? He's got questions that are unanswered, but I got a feeling, Joe, we won't get the answers to them.
But I heard this, too. Well, here's the thing, okay? He's using a legal bookmaker, okay? Right? Unless the guy was used to betting that type of money prior... Okay, how is the bookmaker, you know, he loses 200,000. How does he know that he's good for it?
Good point. There's a lot of questions.
And then all of a sudden the guy bets 800,000. You're just going to all of a sudden take a Joe Schmo's, you know, bet in regards to, you know, oh yeah, give him 800,000 when he's already in the hole for 200 and he hasn't paid you. The only way you do that is if you know that you're dealing with an athlete star that has, you know, unlimited resources and money. Otherwise, you'd be an idiot.
A lot of unanswered questions. The question is, will they ever be answered?
They have to
answered. I say no.
You also said it was going to be gone this week. No way.
Well, I mean, gone. I didn't say it would be gone in a week.
Brushed under the table.
I don't think anything will happen to Ohtani. Nothing will happen to Ohtani.
Well, I'll tell you who I would be pushing if I was. If I was the Giants, if I was the Diamondbacks, hey, investigate that guy.
Oh, of course. But that's not how it's going to go. This Caitlin Clark finally started hitting some shots. She hit a couple really deep threes as they've now got the lead, Joe. Here in this game, 20-15 at the end of the first quarter. So I need him to win by 10 plus.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
So let's go. Let's go.
You get it done.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Oh, yeah! All right, Joe. 844-843-6879 is the number. Iowa up five here. Caitlin Clark started the second quarter in at Iowa. Carver Hawkeye here as West Virginia got out to a fast start, but Iowa's kind of controlled the game ever since then. Meanwhile, Joe, in the NBA, it's a blowout night. Hornets have actually climbed back in, 70-60 late third quarter. Nets are up four at the half on Toronto. The Celtics are up 18 at the half against Atlanta. Knicks are up 17 at the half against the Pistons. The Wizards are up 15 in Chicago on the Bulls. The Spurs, with no Wembanyama, are up 7 early in the second on the Suns. So the Suns taking the night off.
Screwed up, Carver. I wanted to take the Hawks at plus 28.5, and now they're down 18. I missed a good number. You got me talking about this Ohtani. Bulls getting smashed. Maybe I should take them at minus
6. You got Pacers Clippers tonight, Joe. Clippers minus 6, 233.5.
How about Kings, I take the Luka? Sixers. Luka playing?
Luka's playing.
Should I take him for 35 plus?
I don't know. Five. He's been kind of quiet, Joe.
Yeah, the numbers suggest that he's going to break out. 40 plus is plus 260. Why is 35 only plus 105? He's been Johnny Skidmarks lately. All of a sudden now it's only plus 105. I mean that's for 35. Plus one. No, I mean you're not even getting plus 150. No bite on the bone there. I mean come on, nothing.
No bite on the bone.
No bite on the bone. They're giving you nothing.
Joe needs a little bite on the bone.
His number's 33.5, Carver. I mean, in order to win that, it's 34. Let's just take 40 plus.
If you would like to take it, you can.
You know what, hero? I will.
I'm not in on the, honestly, Joe, the unless it's a game with two teams that are playing for something important.
Are the Bulls playing for something?
Not really.
They're minus 205 to win the game, Carver.
I mean, they're down 11. I mean, well, they're in the play-in tournament. It's not like they're going to miss the play-in tournament.
I'm taking them. I'm taking them here.
So these teams just don't care. They just don't care.
You say it like, you know.
The Rockets are probably the team that has, like, the most gas tonight because they've won 8 in a row and they're at one game back of the play-in tournament and they're losing.
I'm taking Luka. All right, hero? 40 plus.
So go ahead.
You just say it so not, you know. You just say it so nonchalant.
I got Caitlin Clark in Iowa here.
You
for
and
me.
Miss That's... Caitlin Clark, like really, like all of a sudden now you haven't watched one game here.
No, this is what they did. They got me in tonight. They got one night to get me. They have it here. You know? Did you like that the two best games of the weekend were both each night at midnight? Was that good for you?
I love that because I was out and I was having a couple of glasses of vino, eating some meatballs. Fantastic meatballs, by the way. Oh, man. I had chicken Milanese and a couple of meatballs with a nice glass of red. Fantastic Saturday night watching Tennessee and Texas. Unbelievable. After the show ended at 8 o'clock, went straight out.
Wow. No, I stayed up for Ducks and the Duck Creighton game.
I was on the over.
That was a tough beat. I needed Creighton to win. That was fine by me. But if you had Oregon, Joe, that was tough. You deserved a cover in that game.
Yeah. You want to take Mo Bamba tonight? Mo Bamba?
Yeah, man, you are hunting the NBA playbook tonight, huh? You want to get in.
There's nothing to do. I mean, I'm taking the Bulls.
Hey, we got baseball starting Thursday, Joe.
With the baseball.
What do you mean? Come on, we got big opening day on Thursday. Gotta be kidding me. Little Kyle Freeland and Zach Gallen for you in Arizona Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
I'm taking Schwarber to hit 50 home runs. That's what I'm doing.
How about we take him to lead the league in homers?
No, why does it have to be lead the league? Why can't we just get 50 from the guy? Why does it always go big or go home?
League leaders. Home runs. What? Schwarber 9-1.
I might take this Mo Bamba tonight. I'm taking Mo Bamba. I don't know.
I think you just like saying his name.
I do. That's part of it. Mo Bamba. Give me some of this Mo Bamba. Who do you... I'll give you one guy for threes. Give me a guy for threes. Ready? Tobias Harris, Oubre, or Malik Monk?
Malik Monk.
All right, I'm going to take Oubre.
Good. Why'd you ask me then?
I wanted to fade it.
What was the point?
It was to fade it.
It doesn't matter. I'm not playing it, so what is it?
Oubre. No, because I feel like you were going to give me a loser. I took Oubre. I took the Bulls, Luka.
That's a shame, because I actually was trying to think of the one that I would have gave would like the best out of that. So next time you'll get the wrong answer out of me.
That's not right.
It's been that way now tonight. I mean, you came out, you hit me over there with a 2x4 with the Grand Canyon stuff. Went right after me.
I'll tell you why. I didn't talk to you all weekend. I was locked and loaded with the in-game shows. And I noticed when I go with another crew, like you disown me. You start tweeting out the
animals. I don't know about disowning you. I was tweeting out the animals because I was backing them, Joe. I was backing the antelopes.
Backing the antelopes. You're tweeting them out. You know I have Bama. I'm not gonna buy into that. You know I have Bama for a final.
Let me just tell you something. Grand Canyon was more important to me than Bama was to you.
But, I mean, you wore them on your shoulder there. I mean, you know.
All right. That was it for me. That was my tournament.
I thought it was a bad pick.
I think you were wrong. I think the Cap was right. Honestly. Cap was right.
Did you take the ticket to the window to at least let them see if they could give you half?
No. There's no cash outs. I don't cash out, Joe.
So you could tell
I know
them
you
the
do.
Cap. Listen, the Cap was right. Can I at least get the money back on the ticket? I don't need the winner.
You know, we never do that around here.
But the Cap was right.
We like
right.
to say it after. The Cap was right. They played hard. They were a scrappy team. Just can't
got
hit free throws.
Smashed. Final 5 minutes to get. Well, here's the thing. You're
really the final three and a half.
You got to make your free throws. James Madison.
Time out for a second. James Madison got smashed. They weren't in the game from the opening.
Carver, they started to get smashed because you can't five of 11 from the line to start.
That game was a laugher, pillar to post. Okay. Grand Canyon was a 1-point game and with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. And they were tooth and nail with him the whole time. Where they lost that game was Alabama had a stretch in the first half where they were hitting nothing. Every shot was a miss. And Grand Canyon would follow with a miss of their own. If they got buckets and extended,
Kids don't think like that anymore.
They have one talented kid. They have one big player. That's it.
Yeah, which is even more so. They should work to the basket, get to the free throw line.
They went to the free throw line. They missed them all.
Yeah, but
they shot 50 free throws, Joe.
The
game plan was right. The execution was poor.
That's because all these kids care about is, you know, Steph Curry threes and TikToks. They don't care about working.
They didn't shoot a lot of threes.
Layups are lost art in basketball now. Why hit a layup when you can hit a three? Well, why hit a layup when you can get smashed by 35?
You clearly didn't watch that game. You thought it was a 3-point shooting contest.
What?
That game was physical. That game was physical in the Alabama Grand Canyon game.
I did watch. What are you talking about? I was on the under, Carver. Of course I watched it.
They weren't hoisting up threes all night. That was a rough blue-collar game. Which is why you got the under. Because it was a rough blue-collar game. I know that you're trying to, you know, you want to try to needle me with this. That they played a great game. They just they couldn't make free throws.
The execution was right. The execution was right, and
no, the execution was bad. The plan was right. The execution was bad. It is what it is. At least I had the stones to make the play.
You know what? You had the stones to make the play.
Everybody that else with their their 4-1 seeds in the final four. You know,
not me,
fine.
Carver. I don't have a 4-1 seed. I have Gonzaga, 5 seed. I have Bama, 4 seed. All right? I have a 2 seed in Marquette. I only have 1 seed that's a number one, and that's UConn. Give a little respect to your partner.
So I went to see it because I wanted to add. I have Gonzaga at 75-1.
That's a great pick.
I've got a good price with them, and they're down to obviously 27. I have Creighton at 35.
I don't like that Creighton team.
And they're down to 23. You know who I'm thinking about adding here, Joe?
Illinois.
Yeah.
I sold you. I was sitting on that ticket 11-1.
I think they get 32-1 to win the whole thing.
I like them. I'm sitting on them.
I think they're going to beat Iowa State on Thursday night.
I do, too. I like them at +110. Early pick, I like them. Early pick. I like this Illinois.
Can Bama beat Carolina?
Why can't they?
I think at this point, Joe.
I think all the dogs are alive.
I think anyone can beat anyone at this point.
I like
when you're down to these last 16 teams.
I'll tell you that. They might not win, but they're gonna be ready for that game because it's a rematch. And the fact that they lost to them last year in 10.5, no disrespect. I like the way they're playing San Diego State. I don't know if they win.
I think it helps them that they played them last year in the championship game. There's two things that I hate about this spot for them, Joe. One, they are playing a legit road game in the NCAA tournament with that game in Boston. That is a very, very tough thing to do. And number two, and this is the NCAA's fault, why they are playing the last game on Sunday night, ending at 1 a.m. East in Spokane, Washington, and then playing the first game on Thursday makes absolute in Boston on the other side of the country makes no sense to me, Joe. Like, can we just? Why wouldn't the teams that play Sunday play on Friday? Why would you play? Like, it's because I care about this stuff, the travel, the rest, all that stuff matters to me. And I thought they did an awful job with San Diego State in that spot.
Scutless.
Awful. I'd love to see him cover. I'd love to see a good game. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, quickly, a couple things. We obviously have another hour after this. One, what'd you want the Hawks at? 28.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're down 3 in the third quarter now. Down 3.
Are you sure?
I'm looking at the score on FanDuel, 78-75, Celtics.
Unbelievable.
So a big run there. Second, I'm watching this, as you know, this Caitlin Clark, right? She got a lot of Luka in her, man. Like she just complains about she's yelling at someone, Joe, every play.
Yeah, her father.
She's yelling at the dad. She's yelling at the coach. She's yelling at the ref. She's yelling at, like, she's turning around any play that is even slightly negative. Like, if she doesn't come down and shoot a 3 from the logo in the middle, she's running back on defense, yelling at either the coach, the ref, the dad, or the or somebody else. She's all over everybody.
There you go. So is that bothering you right now?
Well, I'm just saying it's an observation, man. She's She's got a lot to say every couple seconds.
There you go. There you go. She's got a lot to say. Yeah. There you go. I'm more upset. I got the Bulls here, you know. I'm watching the
Why'd
Hawks
you do
game.
That?
Nah, the Hawks game is crazy. I got 11:29 on my screen. It's 7:52, and they're down by three. So, like, you want to talk about missing a good number. 28.5. You got to be kidding me.
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.